Welcome to the Ferris Love Podcast, where we share spiritual and practical ideas for how to live family life with a beautiful, self-sacrificing love. As we begin the Advent season, we wanted to share a special reflection from Father Luke Mata to help prepare our hearts and minds for the coming of Christ at Christmas. We hope you find great joy and anticipation as you journey through this most beautiful season.
We are about to enter the blessed and very special season of Advent. We're beginning a new liturgical year, and we know that this annual repetition of the mysteries of the life of Jesus and our faith is much more than a pious recollection or a simple commemoration of things of the past. What we're celebrating throughout the liturgical year is Christ Himself living in His church. The collect prayer for the first Sunday of Advent, the opening prayer of the Mass, goes, "Grant your faithful, we pray, Almighty God, the resolve to run forth to meet your Christ with righteous deeds at His coming, so that gathered at His right hand, they may be worthy to possess the heavenly kingdom." Isn't that a beautiful prayer? And those words from that collect prayer for the first Sunday of Advent throw powerful light on the particular character of this period at the beginning of the liturgical year. During the course of the liturgical year, we will contemplate the different mysteries of our faith under the guidance of our Mother, the Church, and her liturgy. And this will be a great help for stirring up our devotion in so many ways. Our hope will be awakened by Jesus' imminent arrival at Christmas, and our joy will increase at the knowledge that He is in our midst. And then our faith will be enkindled when we consider that He is the hidden God, Emmanuel, God with us. And our wonder will grow at seeing the way in which He loves us. This is so beautiful. The way in which the divine wisdom reveals itself, and then sorrow will help us and well within each of us as we contemplate His passion and death. A sense of victory will be ours as we behold the resurrection. And then Pentecost will provide us with a powerful stimulus, sending us forth in all directions, as it did the apostles. But above all, we want to understand the true meaning behind each and every event we're going to relive throughout the liturgical year. God wants us to grasp more deeply and more devoutly than ever the fundamental truth that permeates the entire gospel. And it's this: having loved His own who were in the world, He loved them to the end. Christ's love is the key to everything, and it should also be the key to our lives. The prayers and the readings from the first Sunday of Advent are very important. It's the beginning, the opening of the liturgical calendar year. And through them, through those prayers and readings, the Holy Spirit is trying to reach out to each of us to teach us what our dispositions and our thoughts need to be as we begin the time of Advent. So as the collect prayer of the first Sunday of Advent at Mass says, we want to run forth to meet Christ with good works. To run forth to meet Christ. And what does it mean? What does that mean? Well, in the first reading from the first Sunday of Advent, St. Paul gives us part of the answer. It's a well-known admonition, one that we remember well: stay awake, or be watchful. And in the Gospel, for that first Sunday of Advent, we read, Jesus said to His disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come." It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves home and places his servants in charge, each with his own work, and orders the gatekeeper to be on the watch. Watch, therefore, you do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, whether in the evening or at midnight or in the morning. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all, watch. Those are the words of our Lord, encouraging us to be ready. We're entering the season of Advent. It's a time of conversion and preparation for Jesus who's coming, Jesus who's about to be born. And so that's why Jesus in the gospel says forcefully those words that are addressed to you and to me, to all of us. Watch. Watch. And to emphasize his words, Jesus uses the example of the landowner who goes off to another place and leaves everything in the care of his servants. And especially, Jesus charges the doorkeeper to stay awake and to look after the house until the master returns. The role of the doorkeeper is important because if he were to fall asleep or become distracted, thieves could enter the house and overpower the other servants. St. Augustine sees in the vigilance of the good doorkeeper an image of our capacity to love. Keep awake with your heart, with faith, with charity, with good works. And so with that opening prayer, admonishing us to run forth to meet Christ who is coming. For that, what we need is what Jesus says, is to be awake and watchful. And what does that mean? What does it mean to stay awake, to be watchful so that we can meet the Lord when he arrives on Christmas Day? I think we get help from St. Paul. He helps us find the answer to that question. It's in the second reading of the Mass for the first Sunday of Advent. He writes, "Brothers and sisters, you know the time. It is the hour now for you to awake from sleep, for our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed." And then he says, "Let us then throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us conduct ourselves properly as in the day, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in promiscuity and lust, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provisions for the desires of the flesh." St. Paul is writing to the Christians in Rome and wants to help them because they live in a society that is very wealthy, consumeristic, powerful, very secularized. Basically, he could be writing to all of us here in the United States, all the Western countries. And what is St. Paul telling them? Two things. First, he tells them to wake up. He's telling them, and you and me, to be alert, to awake from the hyperactivism, from the slumber of entertainment and social media, from the sleepiness of shopping and all those things that put our soul and heart to sleep. So many Christians forget about God except on Sundays, and for some, not even on Sundays. So this time of Advent is a blessed time. It's a good time, good moment for you and I to consider in what ways we may be asleep. Advent is a propitious time to make a deeper examination of conscience and consider in what ways we may have fallen into the slumber of activism and materialism, of selfishness, of comfort seeking. But in the letter that St. Paul is writing to the Romans, he makes a second fundamental point. He tells the Christians in Rome to throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Do you know what he's referring to? He's speaking about sin and about all the terrible damage that sin does to us. Do you remember how St. Luke tells us that when Jesus was born, when he came into the world, there was no room for him in the inn? Jesus had to be born outside of Bethlehem in a stable. What a sad thing it would be if our hearts were so close, if we did not have room for God, for the child Jesus who's knocking at the door of your heart. Think about it. And it is sin. Sin is what closes the door to Christ, to his love and to his grace. Sin is what causes us to be asleep when Jesus comes. Advent is the time of preparation, the time for us to open the door of our soul to Christ, to Mary and Joseph, who want to come into the home of your heart, of your soul. And so how can we awake from our slumber? How can we make sure there is room for Jesus in the inn of our heart? The answer is to make a good confession. The best way to live Advent, the best way to prepare for Christmas, is to make a good, deeper, more contrite confession of our sins. The only way to grow closer to Christ, the only way to make room for Christ in your heart, the only way to rid yourself of all that is getting in the way of having Jesus in our hearts is to go to the sacrament of reconciliation regularly so that we can receive the Eucharist worthily, with more love, with a more contrite heart. And then, of course, what can help us tremendously is also to have ongoing spiritual direction. So my brothers and sisters, during this time of Advent, talk to Jesus. Tell him, Jesus, I will open my heart to you. But you know that I'm not worthy to have you in my soul, but I will get it as ready as I can. Jesus, I will make a more contrite, more sorrowful confession so that when you come, you will find a beautiful and warm and welcoming place for you to be born. So let us examine each of us, our hearts, and see, what is your heart full of? Is there room in the inn of your heart so that God can be born in it? What do you need to get rid of so that there's room for Jesus? What sins are you giving into, even if they're small? Is it your pride, your selfishness, a consumeristic mentality, a lack of forgiveness, comfort-seeking sensuality, desires for pleasures, comfortable life? Make a good examination of conscience. This is a good thing to do every night before we go to bed, but especially as we prepare to make a deeper, a better, a more contrite confession. During this time of the year, when we're thinking about gifts for our family, our loved ones, think about your gift to Jesus. What are you going to give him? Jesus comes to us to be our gift. He himself is the best gift we could receive. But what are you going to give to Jesus? What am I going to give him? Do you know what Jesus' favorite thing is by far? Do you know what it is? To forgive us. Jesus loves us infinitely and unconditionally. And so for that reason, he loves to forgive us, to forgive our sins. So what is the best gift you can give to Jesus this Christmas? Make a good confession. And if you want to give him a second gift that Jesus is going to love, do you know what that second gift is? Bring someone you love to confession. Family, friend. It will make Jesus very, very happy. And it will bring amazing joy to that person. And so, let us go to our Mother Mary. Let's be very close to her during this time of Advent. She's about to give birth. It's the time of expectation and love. Think about the thoughts, the emotions, the sentiments that are in Mary, her mind and heart and soul. And let's ask a mother, help us. Help us to prepare our heart, our soul, to receive your Son Jesus into our hearts, that it may be the best Advent and the best Christmas ever. May God bless you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Ferris Love Podcast. In 2024, we want to reach as many people as possible. You can help by sharing this episode with a friend, subscribing to the podcast, or leaving a review. To learn more, visit us at ferrislovesshrine.org.